Everybody ready?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'll call the meeting to order. We thank you all for being here today. And just a friendly reminder to turn off or silence your electronic devices, please. First item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda.
And Madam Chair, unless anyone on the commission any changes, they would be as circulated.
Move to approve the agenda.
I second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item is the approval of the minutes from November the 19th, 2025. Mr. Whitehouse.
And again, Madam Chair, unless anyone on the commission had any updates or changes, they would be as circulated.
Move to approve the minutes as circulated.
I second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes from November the 19th, 2025. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Moving on to other business. First item on our agenda today is 2023-01 Anchors Run Expansion, Final Subdivision and Landscape Plan.
This is a final subdivision and landscape plan for the establishment of a cluster subdivision to consist of 356 single-family lots on a total of 180 acres, more or less, private roads, open space, and amenities to include a clubhouse, in-ground pool, pool deck, splash pad, pickleball courts, and cluster mailbox amenity. Specifically, the proposal is to add 91 further lots from the previously approved subdivision total of 265 lots by amending the previously approved phase 5 of the subdivision and adding a new phase 6 of the subdivision. At their meeting of Wednesday, November 20th, 2024, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary subdivision for the proposal subject to 22 conditions of approval. The final subdivision and landscape plan comply with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The property is located on the east side of Beaver Dam Road, Sussex County Road 285, and the north side of Conley's Chapel Road, Route 280B. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 6, Parcels 19 and 20.01, District 234, Map 11, Parcels 40, 40.01, 40.02, and 40.04, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay, and just to clarify, they're not actually adding any additional units, they're just changing the phasing plan?
They are adding additional units. They're adding an additional 91 units from the originally approved plan. And so what this plan does is it adds a further phase 6, which you can see there in the lower half of the picture there. And then it also revises the previously approved phase 5. So that's this area right above sheet 7.
But just to clarify, we're not approving the 91 lots today. That was given preliminary or given approval or prior hearing.
We are approving the newly created lots, the lots that are being created through this proposal, which is the 91 further lots, yes.
We previously approved that the lots would exist.
Yes.
And now we're approving the plan.
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that that's where we, okay.
They've just been reconfigured in phase 5, and then there's additional lots in phase 6, which did not previously exist.
But the total is the total.
Yes,
correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. So, Madam Chair, regarding 2023-01 Anchors Run Expansion, I move that we approve the final subdivision and landscape plan.
I second that.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve 2023-01 Anchors Run Expansion, final subdivision and landscape plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next item on the agenda is S25-56, Ennis Boat and RV, conditional use number 2484, revised preliminary site plan and landscape plan, phase 1 only.
This is a revised preliminary site plan and landscape plan for the creation of two proposed structures to include a 9,900 square foot, more or less, boat and RV repair facility building, a 2,240 square foot boat storage office and lawn care business, housing 800 square feet of office space, and a 1,440 square foot shop for a total of 12,140 square feet. 37 RV boat storage and parking spaces, 5 parking spaces, including 1 ADA accessible space, fencing, required landscape buffers, and other site improvements. Staff note that the site was the subject of a previous conditional use application, conditional use 2484, filed on behalf of Dick Ennis to allow for a boat repair facility with outdoor boat and RV storage, a landscape business, and a construction business to be located within a general residential district subject to 13 conditions of approval. The Sussex County Council approved the conditional use application at their meeting of Tuesday, June 17th, 2025, and the change was adopted through Ordinance 4002. The applicant has revised the phasing of the proposed plans previously submitted for the conditional use approval and would like to reduce phase one to the installation of the landscape buffer, security fence, and Del Dot entrance and bulk grading the gravel road and parking area previously shown on the site plan. The commission's approval of the proposed preliminary site plan would be for phase one only, with the proposed storage office and shop being deferred to phase two. Additionally, the applicant is requesting to defer the dumpster enclosure, septic approval, and lighting components to phase two of the project, as well as these are in relation to the proposed office building. The applicant has provided a markup document showing the proposed phasing elements for the commission's review. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The property is located on the southwest side of Leighton Davis Road, Sussex County Road 312A, approximately 0.82 miles southeast of John J. Williams Highway Route 24. The zoning is GR, General Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 234, Map 34, Parcel 53. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals. And I did want to note that phase two will be brought back to the commission at a later date for separate commission approval to fulfill the requirement of condition M of the conditions of approval, which required that the site plan be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. And I would further note that staff have included the standard plan provided to the Sussex Conservation District, which was furnished by the applicant, but note that it shows none of the proposed improvements permitted by the approved conditional use.
Any comments?
What's the...
It's a very, very unique proposal. So what the applicant is requesting is, in essence, for phase one to only approve the landscape buffer, the Del Dot entrance, the graveling, and then also the grading of the site and the fence.
And the fence.
Everything else, they want to defer to phase two as part of the building and construction portion of the project.
And so everything else would essentially be the boat repair facility and the office.
Correct. Okay.
And septic.
And so what was the significance, just so I understand, of the reference to the SCD plan?
So there is a Sussex Conservation District plan that was also supplied. It should be in your packet.
Right.
But that plan that was provided to the Sussex Conservation District, it does not show any of the proposed structures on the site. My understanding is that it was for phase one approval only, which would not include those structures, but I wanted to flag it up just to make sure that it was out there, because that is going to, of course, involve some grading of the site when it comes to the construction of those buildings.
Okay. So, I mean, the...
How can they separate that then?
Like? Yeah.
Can they be storage on the property without the buildings? So if we get the Del Dot plan, will he be able to store the RV or any boat storage?
He would be able to do so, but truly, I think it really should all be one approval. I think it just keeps everything cleaner. I understand why they're trying to keep it separate, but
yeah, because
there's a simpler way to do it, though, is just require the final site plan to include Sussex Conservation District's approval for that final site plan.
Yeah,
Right, or we could approve what we have today and then just say that comes back as part of a revised site plan.
Well, what if the grading changes, though? They've got the stone down in this phase one, and now they're going to bring fill in, maybe, to put buildings.
Well, but they're going to have to do a second site plan for the building, so that's going to be covered separately.
The grading could be different than what we're having on the initial Sussex County Conservation District plan, though?
Well, let's back up. So right now, they're just basically fencing in a yard with the buffer.
Putting stone down, you said?
And putting stone.
And putting stone down. The issue is that what went to SCD doesn't show the stone or any grading or anything.
It doesn't show anything with regard to the buildings.
Right, because it's, well, this phase, so, but they will have to show that to SCD when they go to do the buildings.
That's correct.
So it's not like it's going to get missed, it's just a two-part process, I think.
That's correct, yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think just for the final site plans for each phase, they just have to include SCD's approval. Because that way, we'll know that SCD's seen the same plans we've seen. That's always my concern, is that there's multiple versions of plans that different agencies are approving.
I just didn't want the grade to change and then them having a water issue because they've got the stone down, now they're bringing, that was just my.
Right, right.
What would a motion be on that to approve?
I would say the motion would be to approve the revised preliminary site plan and landscape plan for phase one only, with final site plan by staff, subject to receipt of the Conservation District's approval for that final site plan for each phase of development.
And agency approvals.
And all other agency approvals.
Right.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve S25-56 Ennis Boat and RV conditional use number 2484 with the terms and stipulations made in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, the motion carries.
Thank you.
Next item, yes, is S25-70 Salon Simone conditional use number 2432 preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a beauty salon comprised of approximately 900 square feet and within an existing residential structure on the site, includes parking and landscape plantings. Use as a salon on the parcel was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, August 13th, 2024, via conditional use number 2432 and ordinance number 3037, subject to 11 conditions of approval. Parcel is comprised of 0.56 acres, more or less, and is located on the east side of Old Landing Road, Sussex County Road 274, approximately 0.28 miles south of Warrington Road, Sussex County Road 275. Preliminary site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval for conditional use 2432. Tax parcel is District 334, map 12.00, parcel 181.03. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay, any questions about this one? Okay, Madam Chair, I move that we approve S25-70 Salon Simone, conditional use 2432, preliminary site plan, also as the final.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve S25-70 Salon Simone, conditional use number 2432 as preliminary and final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, the motion carries. Next item on our agenda is S25-65 Nanticoke Indian Museum preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a proposed 1,600 square foot pavilion and proposed 1,600 square foot storage building and other site improvements. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located at the intersection of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, and Oak Orchard Road, Sussex County Road 297. Tax parcel is District 234, map 29.00, parcel 68.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the preliminary site plan for site plan 25-65 Nanticoke Indian Museum with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve S25-65 Nanticoke Indian Museum with as a preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next item is S25-64, Willows at North Star, multifamily conditional use number 2499, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the Willows at North Star multifamily to allow for 94 multifamily units, a portion of the project to include units within the state's workforce housing program, to include private roads, open space, and related amenities to include a clubhouse with lounge, fitness center, and management offices to be located on the first floor of the building number 4, containing 22 units, 2 bike storage lockers, playground, and play area. The project was the subject of a previous conditional use application, conditional use number 2499, filed on behalf of North Star Property LLC to allow for multifamily units within a medium density residential district. The Sussex County Council approved the conditional use application at their meeting of Tuesday, May 25th, 2025, subject to 18 conditions of approval, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 3093. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The property is located on the south side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, and the north side of Beaver Dam Road, Route 23, approximately 0.7 mile east of Dairy Farm Road, Sussex County Road 261 in Lewis, Delaware. The zoning is Medium Density Residential District, MR, and the tax parcel is a portion of District 334, Map 5, Parcel 175, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Staff have also included with the submitted materials a copy of the applicant's response letter and conveyance plan for the commission's review and consideration.
Okay. Do we want to put that up, or can we bring that up?
Follow the link, Jane.
Oh, yeah.
Under all documents. Yes. Yes, sir.
Oh, there it is. Anybody have any questions about this one?
I don't.
Yeah. No, sir.
No. All right. Okay. Madam Chair, I move that we approve S25-64, Willows at North Star, multifamily conditional use 2499, preliminary site plan with final by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded to approve S25-64, Willows at North Star, multifamily conditional use number 2499, preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next item is S25-11, BCB Management LLC, conditional use number 2539, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a proposed 7,500 square foot diesel mechanic and parts shop, truck parking, and other site improvements. Use as a diesel mechanic and parts shop with truck parking on the parcel was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, September 17th, 2024, via conditional use 2539, ordinance number 3046, subject to 13 conditions of approval. The parcel is comprised of 5.457 acres, more or less, and is located on the northeast side of DuPont Boulevard, Route 113, approximately 0.42 miles south of East Redden Road, Sussex County Road 565. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval for conditional use 2539. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 6, Parcel 4. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the proposal is eligible for both preliminary and final approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the preliminary and final site plan for S-25-11 BCB Management LLC for conditional use 2539.
I second.
Okay, the motion is seconded to approve S-25-11 BCB Management LLC conditional use number 2539 as preliminary and final site plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next item is S-24-39, Inland Bays Preservation Company, LLC, conditional use number 2340, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan to allow for the establishment of a water reclamation facility to include a 3,343 square foot administrative and mechanical building designated on the plans as building number one, a 3,576 square foot mechanical building designated on the plans as building number two, a 663 square foot headworks building designated on the plans as building number three, a 6,988 square foot open air treatment facility, a generator, landscaping, and other associated site improvements. Staff note that the site was the subject of a conditional use application, conditional use number 2340, filed on behalf of Inland Bays Preservation Company, LLC, to allow for a wastewater reclamation treatment facility to be located within an agricultural residential district. The County Council approved the application at their meeting of Tuesday, April 18th, 2023, through ordinance number 2918, subject to 8 conditions of approval. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The applicant has also submitted elevations of the proposed structure to demonstrate compliance with condition E of the conditions of approval, which notes that the exterior treatment of the building will be designed with residential style architectural features and elements. The property is located on the northeast side of Banks Road, Sussex County Road 298, approximately 400 feet northwest of Green Road, Sussex County Road 298A in Millsboro, Delaware. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 234, Map 24, Parcel 2.04, previously designated District 234, Map 17, Parcel 170. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay. Any questions from anyone? All right. Madam Chair, I move that we approve S-24-39. Inland Bays Preservation Company, LLC, conditional use 2340, preliminary site plan, with final by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
The motion's been made and seconded to approve S-24-39, Inland Bays Preservation Company, LLC, conditional use number 2340. You said with final by staff?
Hmm?
Did you say
final
by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next item is 2022-26, Ballinger Subdivision Revised Amenity Plan.
This is a revised amenities plan for Ballinger Subdivision, a cluster subdivision to consist of 106 single-family lots, private roads, open space, stormwater management, and associated forested landscape buffers. Final subdivision plan for the proposal was approved by Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of November 2nd, 2024, and subject to a revision to condition C at the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of May 21st, 2024. A preliminary amenities plan came before the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, September 17th, 2025, and was denied. Condition L of the conditions of approval for Ballinger 2022-26 requires a clubhouse as follows. Condition L, there shall be an on-site active and passive amenities, including a playground, clubhouse, swimming pool, and walking trail. These amenities shall be completed and open to use as required by section 9921E of the subdivision code. And the plan included a bathhouse, and the commission denied the plan after discussing the plan's inclusion of a bathhouse versus a clubhouse. The revised amenities plan proposes the establishment of a proposed 1,756 more or less square foot in-ground pool, a 2,000 and 56 more or less square foot structure relabeled from previously submitted bathhouse to clubhouse, a 706 more or less square foot tot lot, two pickleball courts, a bocce ball and cornhole field, concrete patio fencing, and community cluster mailbox. Additionally, staff requested the applicant provide additional detail regarding the revision of the subject structure aside from the new clubhouse label. The improvements are to be located within the Ballinger subdivision on the south side of Holly Mount Road, Sussex County Road 48, approximately 0.5 miles west of Beaver Dam Road, Route 23, Sussex County Road 285 in Harbison, Delaware. Tax parcel is 234, District 234, Map 11, parcel 103.00. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that the final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals. And I would note that after staff had requested more detail, and these are included in the online materials, the applicant did provide a full interior layout of the revised structure, as well as a letter contextualizing the changes to the improvement.
Madam Chair, before the Commission acts on the amenities site plan, there was another matter I just wanted to draw to your attention, that in discussing the implementation of the adjoining subdivision, we're looking specifically at the interconnectivity between the two subdivisions, because this stub road here is to connect to this stub road over here. But if you look at the enlargement of the drawing, it doesn't actually show the extent of paving connecting all the way up to the site boundary. And also, the sidewalks terminate short of the site boundary as well. Now, it might be something the Commission wants to have clarified, that whether the expectation is to connect the stub road to the site boundary. And if that were the case, then the Commission could make any approval contingent on that being corrected in the final plan. I'm sure it wasn't the applicant's intention to stop the road so far short of the boundary. It's just something that I think needs to be clarified.
It does need to be clarified. We need to make sure that we have the interconnection, in my opinion.
I agree. Okay, so I think the motion would be, I'd like to move that we approve site plan 24-39 Inland Bays.
No,
I'm sorry, 2026-26 Ballinger subdivision. I was scribbling my notes in the wrong line. With the condition that interconnectivity be expressed on the site plan with the final by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Acceptable, Mr. Robertson? Is that okay?
Yes. I was making my notes. Sorry,
Mr. Want to make sure. Yeah. Did you second?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Okay. The motion has been made and seconded to approve 2022-26 Ballinger Subdivision Revised Amenities Plan with the notation on the drawings that the interconnection will be completed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next item is lands of Jacqueline McGrellis, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus the residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.10 acres more or less. A proposed proposed lot two will consist of 1.10 acres more or less, and the residual lands will consist of 69.6 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the east side of Beaver Dam Road, Sussex County Road 285, approximately 0.7 miles south of Kendale Road, Route 287. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel district 234, map 6.00, parcel 14.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Madam Chair, I move to approve a final subdivision plan off a 30-foot easement for preliminary and final approval for lands of Jacqueline McGrellis.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve lands of Jacqueline McGrellis minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next item is lands of Robbins Nest Farm Incorporated minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus residual lands with access off an existing 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 2.0 acres, more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 2.00 acres, more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 18.86 acres, more or less. Proposed lot four will consist of 14.3 acres, more or less. And the residual lands will consist of 88.76 acres, more or less. Shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located at the northwest intersection of VFW Road, Sussex County Road 607, and Salmons Road, Sussex County Road 606. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Proposal is also part of the Robin's Nest expansion agricultural easement. The tax parcel is District 230, map 34.00, parcel 3.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the lands of Robin Nest Farm Incorporated, the minor subdivision plan off a proposed 30-foot easement with final approved by staff and upon the receipt of agency approvals.
I second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve lands of Robin's Nest Farm Incorporated, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, the motion carries. Lands of True North Property Partners, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.542 acres, more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 0.584 acres, more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 0.599 acres, more or less. And the residual lands will consist of 1.163 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the west side of Cemetery Road, Sussex County Road 232B. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 230, map 27.00, parcel 22.00. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement of lands of True North Property Partners with final approval by staff upon the receipt of agency approvals.
I second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the lands of True North Property Partners, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next item is lands of Valparaiso Properties LLC. I apologize if I butchered that. Minor subdivision plan off of an existing 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the one lot plus the residual lands with access off of an existing 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.978 acres and the residual lands will consist of 10.4664 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the west side of Bunny Lane off Concord Road, Route 20. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 132, Map 2, Parcel 327.00, and the zoning district is GR, General Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Any questions on this one?
No, thank you.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the lands of Valparaiso Properties LLC as a minor subdivision plan of an existing 50-foot easement with final approval by staff upon all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of an existing 50-foot easement for the lands of Valparaiso Properties LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next item is lands of Yoder Properties LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus the residual lands with access off of a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.268 acres, more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 0.861 acres, more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 0.753 acres, more or less. Proposed lot four will consist of 0.824 acres, more or less. And the residual lands will consist of 0.784 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement will be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located north of Shawnee Road, Sussex County Road 36, and west of Memory Road, Sussex County Road 613. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 430, Map 1, Parcel 11.09. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the lands of Yoder Properties LLC, the minor subdivision plan off a proposed 30-foot easement, with final approval by staff upon the receipt of agency approvals. Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve lands of Yoder Properties LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion